Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy homestand to everybody celebrating the Orioles. Happy Preakness to everybody going out to the race next week. We're going to be down at Fadley's when the Orioles are home this week and next week with these Pac-Man scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions putting us out on the road with delicious clean water as well as clean bathing water. Well water people, you need Liberty Pure Solutions. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube Multi-Care, making sure your engine isn't barking the way Leonard Raskin's dog is barking in the background. He is Leonard Raskin. He's at Raskin Global. Last week, we talked about money and fiduciary who and book signings and all of that stuff. This week, I know the book signing's over and all that stuff, but nothing's going to top a billionaire playing the role of Mr. Splash at Camden Yards on Friday night. Right, Leonard?
How crazy is that? I like it. I know you like it. I think it's outstanding. We've got the billionaire owner who is stepping in to the splash zone. And I hope he's been coached well on when to spray and who to spray. I'm assuming the real Mr. Splash may be alongside, you think?
I don't know. I don't know what I know. McDonald's gone out there and worn the goggles and other, you know, other,
right.
They've had celebrities. Adam Jones has gone out there.
Right.
At various
right.
points. So
it's very, very down home friendly community. Mr. Billionaire. What's not to like?
Well, so as far as my press credential, I'm being handled, right?
Yes.
I'm being handled by their people. I see these commercials and I see him changing hats and all that goes into this. My question when they give me my press pass back, because they're good people, right? And they're, you know, right.
Here's
and
hoping.
They want to be accountable, right? When that happens, as opposed to Sashi Brown, who has now told the CEO club, no media past or present, past or present at his events. So Mr. Splash, he's going to do this whole thing. I don't know where you go from Mr. Splash, but the commercials, the ideology of we're going to do a funny thing with Cal Ripken and Gunnar Henderson, then we're going to roll out a splash thing. I'm sure he has his own promotional schedule here to some degree. It is a fascinating concept that 6 months ago, we wouldn't have envisioned Peter Angelos being dead, John Angelos being gone, the lease being signed, a new owner being in place, Cal Ripken being a part of that, the team being in first place, all the pitchers being healthy, all of it. Like,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's an unbelievable
it's a whole new world.
Turn of events that
Absolutely.
We've had here. And from my perspective, him buying this for $1.7 billion, you and everybody else smart in my world said, he's going to have really smart people around him. He's a billionaire.
Yep.
How he's going to go about this. I don't know what the grand plan is here, but the grand plan is he's making commercials. He's being handled. He's putting himself in front of the brand. And
yep.
If I would have pushed send on the letter last month, and I didn't want to write a letter because I didn't want him to get the wrong opinion of me. So I released the documentary. I would have said, you know, whatever you're doing, the most important thing you can do is make me forget about Peter Angelos. Like, the most important thing you can do is not just get me back to the ballpark in the fourth row,
yeah,
in the curio seats, but I reached for my wallet for the first time in 18 years and thought, if I go up there and buy something, it's going to fund Adley Rutschman, not to fund John Angelos' $1.7 billion buyout.
I hear you.
Giving them money now is a different proposition for me because of who owns the team.
Yeah, so... so here's hoping they step up and continue in their good civic standing and do good things. But they're making all the right moves so far. Let's face it. They're talking like players are going to be here. They're fielding the team that we couldn't believe. I mean, my goodness, the rotation is giving up on this that road trip, what, six games or something like that? One runner less every game. I mean, my goodness. They
lost on Tuesday night and pitched brilliantly, really.
Yeah,
seventh inning.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, they just didn't hit. So you have one game where the bats went dead. That's okay. That happens. Everybody loses a game. The rest of the league was putting up 11, 12, 21 runs on Tuesday. So what are you going to do? three nothings, three nothing. It's okay. But yeah, the commercial you talked about, the commercial with Cal Ripken with his desk at shortstop, is hysterical. It's one that you don't mind watching over again when Gunnar tells him his new office is up there. It's really
he's
funny.
He's trying really hard, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. And he's going to, like you say, he's going to do Mr.
Feels
Splash.
Authentic. Authentic's the
right.
word I
right.
keep using, is it feels authentic.
Yeah, and look, we talked about it. He's a City College grad. He used to walk across the street to 33rd Street and watch the games. He knows Orioles history. He knows baseball history. He's also, he's a really bright guy, really bright guy, who made a lot of money, working money, and has a great group with him. Michael Bloomberg's in the group. He's put up some money. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Michael Bloomberg, I know I'm not mistaken on this fact, is the largest ever benefactor to Johns Hopkins Hospital. I don't know the number, but it's got to be in excess of, say, $150 million by now. And Rubenstein is a, big charity guy, and really down to earth kind of dude. If you go on, if you ever want to watch him on Bloomberg Television Network, he has his own show where he interviews shape movers and shakers around the world. It's a half hour show where he
You know
does
what's interesting to
interview.
me is I haven't met him. I haven't been allowed in. He's only done one press conference other than sitting with Ryan Ripken and wherever he's been, right? He did the thing with Ripken last week, Cal Ripken last week, in front of the world asking to support Baltimore, which was a beautiful hour and 6 minutes. I didn't watch it. I have purposely not watched any of it. And I told Luke this earlier, because I want to meet him. I don't want to judge him
Yeah, it's fine.
based on the music video. You know what I mean?
Right,
And I want to meet him and say, I've been doing this here for 40 years. Remember John Steadman? He was my
Well,
mentor,
here's
you
my
know?
hunch. Here's my hunch. I could be totally wrong. I'm guessing he knows your name. The man is about Baltimore sports. He may not know the real story. He may know the image story, but I'm guessing he knows your name. And it's a matter of reaching out now and somebody saying, you got to meet this guy and you guys should have lunch and break bread and talk and, get a feel
I've
for that.
offered all of that quiet, people ask me, what are you doing? And I'm like, yeah.
It's happening.
I'm trying to do it the right way. I'm
That's
getting a
right.
little antsy. It's been a month and I'm
That's right.
getting handled telling me I'm under review. Review for what? Like for what? My employee couldn't be there 2 Fridays ago, so my seat sat empty at Camden Yards. This is the same problem the Angelos people had. It's now your problem, and I hope we can fix it. I hope we can fix it privately and quietly and
That's right.
professionally and all that. But it
That's
is
right.
May, and as I've wrote to his guy this week, I'm missing out on a renaissance year, you know, and I've waited 18 years for folks like you to come along. My whole message was that we needed someone like you to come along and an owner that would be in the splash zone and an owner that would make friends with Cal Ripken and make friends with BJ Surhoff and make friends with Nestor Aparicio and make
That's
friends with
right.
Mike Bordick and make friends with businesses in town that were
That's right.
offended by all of it
I'm with
because
you. With you
it was
100%.
30 years of trauma. And I don't know that he really or his people really understand this. And the people that are in there running it are the same people that were Angelos's people. So
Of
I know
course.
all of it. So I don't know who's calling the shots, who
No,
comes to him and
no
says,
way.
do you want to be Mr. Splash guy? Or whether he comes in one day and says, I want to be the splash. I'd like to know
Yeah,
the
I don't
answer to
know.
that, you
I don't
know?
know. I can tell you this. I had a conversation with one of my clients, and his brother has had season tickets forever. I don't know, forever. Call it forever. And he got a call last week, week and a half ago, whenever the last homestand was against the Yankees. He got a call from the Orioles that the owner would like to give he and a guest two passes to the owner's box for the night. Out of the blue. And he went to the game. Instead of using his tickets, he got to be in the owner's box for the night and
Was
had
Mr.
a,
Rubenstein there that night? Okay.
and Cal and a bunch of other people. And he said he talked to him and hung out with him and spent
Now, this is a
time
guy
talking to him.
spending 40 grand a year on Oriole tickets, right?
I
Literally, right?
guess whatever it is for a couple tickets for season tickets, box seats. 20 grand. I don't know, whatever. And he was invited to come into the owner's box and spend the evening. He said it was absolutely magnificent, an incredible experience.
Well, I mean,
So,
this is
out of the
hand-to-hand
blue,
combat, right? Like literally, you know?
somebody's telling him to make that offer to a guy that's been around forever. So, however it plays out, they're at least working on it.
Meanwhile, Sashi, the owner of the football team's hiding from me, running from me with his general manager, literally running from me 1,000 miles away from home. And the president is coming to a CEO event where I have been locked out of buying a ticket or being allowed to go because I am a media member, perceived to be a present media member. We convinced them that I'm really no longer a media member, according to them. And then they said, well, past media members are also not allowed to come.
Right.
So it kind of reminds me of when Greg Bader said to me, we don't allow radio station owners to have press passes. Because I own the station, they weren't going to give me a pass, even though I had a show. So, like, they gaslight this thing up. I just hope that this guy, and I'm being handled
Plays
right
different.
Now.
Plays different.
And I don't like being handled. I would hope that they're sincere.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm under review, that means I'm going to be in soon. Because, like, under review and saying that I didn't pass the review, I'm going to have to call bullshit on that. You know what I'm
hear
saying?
You.
And
I
don't.
Hear you.
The first thing I do with Mr. Rubenstein does not. I do not want that to be the first act at all.
I
is
get it.
To be lied to by
I get it.
Him or Greg Bader or any of the other people. So the issue really is, as a journalist, I just be true. Be, as Charlie Ekman would say, be a right guy. Be a right
there you
guy.
Go.
And
there you
it
go.
Certainly feels like he's a right guy. You know, I mean, this and the fans are perceiving him to be a right guy. And I don't know what the next thing he could do. Leonard, you know sports as well as I do. They can't sign Gunnar Henderson. Boros would not allow, even if he said open check, Boros would say, nah, the check will be more open 4 years from now when we get him to market.
That's
because
right.
that's the philosophy of
that's
the
his
financial
agent.
Advisor that
that's
he
right,
has.
of his
right?
agent. That's right. And that's going to happen. There's no question in my mind that he's going to wait and see, unless they throw Shohei money at him.
And let me ask you this, because this plays into Fiducie Who in your book.
This
is shoot interview, no kayfabe here. Bottom line, I came to you several years ago. You handle my family's whatever little wealth we have, whatever we call it, our collectings, our gatherings, whatever we would call it. What's one thing that I would come to you and say, you're my financial advisor. What's the one thing you'd never put me into or allow? Whatever that thing is, right? What you would say, I would never put you into this stock. I would never put you into this bond. I would never, no matter what, I would never do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's where
call.
Your absolute is on all of that, you know?
Sure,
and everybody
sure.
has to have an absolute, right?
So, well, yeah, kind of.
What I'm willing to do, what I'm not willing to do.
Right. I mean, I take a stand against, this is going to sound crazy perhaps to the listeners, I take a stand against buying individual stocks, because the fact is you have no idea what's going on at the company that you may own a stock of. The marketplace is so fast and the moves are so dramatic. And I don't care if it's Apple or AT&T or GE or Facebook or you name it. It doesn't matter the company name. You have no idea. You're talking about the Orioles and being handled by the company, whether or not you'll be able to come in as a press member. Let's use Apple as an example. Does anyone listening really have any clue whether or not they're going to come out with an AI self-driving car? They talked about it for years. So you think, this is a stock I want to buy. This is something they're going to do. And then they don't. Does anybody listening have a clue what's going on in their earnings and that iPhone sales are going to be down 20%? No. Does anybody have a clue that we're going to get a plague and that Chinese workers are going to stop working and they're not going to be able to sell iPhones for a year or for however long? And that's going to destroy their base. No. Now, did the stock rise after all that? Yes, but guess what? Everybody bought Blockbuster till there was only one store left. And everybody bought Enron right up and until the fraud perpetrated by the CEO and the executives at that company was unveiled and the stock went down 90%. Fannie Mae, right down in DC, the largest financial institution in the world in its day 20 years ago. And then suddenly they were found to cook the books and the stock went from $75 to $3 a share overnight and has never recovered. Never. So you own an individual stock because you think you like that company or know that company and something
What was that
happens.
GameStop thing that happened a couple of years ago? That was another
So
famous one,
that's what's
right?
called a meme stock. Yeah, it's a company that has very little earnings, very little profit, and people on the internet are talking up the company and saying how great it is and how they should buy it. You should buy this stock. And supply and demand works in stocks like everything else. And people start buying the stock and the price starts going up. People buy the stock, the price starts going up. And the people that said it was the greatest thing in the world turn around and start selling it short, which means they're hoping the stock price goes down. The stock price gets pummeled. They make money, and all the individual investors are suckers. Yeah, it happens. It happens too often. There's a lot of things that are bid up and not based on the fundamentals of the company that underlie it. But even when the fundamentals underlie company value, you don't know what's coming next. And when that something coming hits, you get slaughtered. Individual investors have no idea what's going on at that company. They don't know the profit. They don't know who the CEO is. They don't know even what that company sells. If you ask somebody out there, what does GE do? How many people could tell you that GE is in medical devices, MRIs, CAT scans, jet engines, used to be in the insurance business? That almost killed them. I mean, people don't know what they do. Oh, it's a light bulb company. Okay, great.
I know
So the
Six Sigma.
Yeah, there you go. So these companies that are incredibly great suddenly become not incredibly great. And you can look, you don't have to look further than last year. The top seven stocks in the S&P 500 were larger than the economies of about a dozen small countries that trade in the market. And when that happens,
Well, that would feel like I invest in them. They're too big to fail, right? To some
that's
degree.
right. The problem is when that happens, that they become such a big part of the marketplace, they've already done it. And history shows us that a year or two out, they underperform general market conditions 70 plus percent of the time. So everybody buying Facebook and Apple and Nvidia and all this because they're the greatest stocks ever are the same ones that bought Kodak when it was the greatest stock ever. Until people started using digital cameras and stopped buying film. You never know what's coming along. The buggy whip guy thought he had it all done up. Then the Model T toddled down the road and the world changed. So owning it,
Diversity is where you are, period,
yeah,
right?
you got to diversify, and you can't pick and choose enough stocks to be diversified well enough to win over the long term. You can be a trader, you can make a quick buck, maybe. But as an investor, it takes a full marketplace of well-diversified holdings held over the long term to make money in the market. Otherwise, you're just gambling and playing and hoping with your money.
If you had, you become a billionaire, we know you've take care of your money and whatnot. You have a
Yeah.
second, but
Here's
you're
hoping.
a
Yeah.
billionaire. Would you
Yeah.
sit in the splash zone, Leonard Raskin? Would that be your thing or no? What kind of
Probably.
a, because we all ask you is what
If
kind
I
of owner
owned the
would we be?
team,
You know,
if I
like,
owned the team, I might. Look, if I was a billionaire, I'd probably dress up and put on the goalie equipment and take shots
okay.
from the caps. I'd take shots before the game. Let them hit me. And then after that, I'd need to take shots.
So you took one in the mask and your head jerked back and you'd be
Head
like,
gets smacked and be like, okay,
that puck's heavy. That puck's
that's enough of
heavy.
that.
It
That's
looks like
enough of
it's
that.
rubber on TV, but it's really, really hard rubber is what I would say.
Vulcanized solid
Vulcanized. Yeah,
rubber
absolutely, man.
brick coming at you at
I play hockey. I've been
95.
hit by a puck. It
At
doesn't work.
95 miles an hour, it does
I've
not.
seen shades of purple and green and blue and gray on, you
The
know, on the
likes of
bruises.
which.
Leonard Raskin is here. He handles money and handles the American dream out of Raskin Global. And I guess, you know, the reason I even brought up what you would or wouldn't do in regard to where your line is, the Rubenstein thing's interesting to me because I don't know where he what comes next. You know what I mean?
I hear
Like
you. I
if
hear
you're
you.
willing to do the splash thing, if you're out in front of it, and I go back to my original premise was make me forget about Peter Angelos. Make me
Right.
know you're the owner and
Right.
it's safe to get back in the water. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like
Yep.
I'm feeling that, I'm vibing that, but you know, I'll
We're
vibe
hoping
that when
that.
Terry Crowley's happy and BJ Surov's happy and I have my press pass
Well,
back. Like run a
Terry
normal
Crowley
place,
was
you know?
just selected to the Orioles Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, and we'll see if he shows up at the dinner.
Right. But it's been how long? I mean, that should have been done a long time ago,
Yeah,
right?
there's a lot of that. Larry Lucchino's dead and didn't get into the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? So
Right.
there's a lot of, as I told Mr. Rubenstein's representative, there's a lot of trauma here. You know,
Yep.
like, and it's
Yep.
not fake trauma. It's not funny, nasty Nestor getting squirted and assaulted by the bird and not getting paid 30 grand. It's way deeper than that. You know, they did everything they could do to end my career and wreck my reputation for two decades because they failed to have integrity themselves. And I'm not the only one with that
No,
feeling.
that's
So,
right.
you know, trying to get that feeling back for fans who've been there the whole time, who didn't mind being abused, who didn't mind last place, who didn't mind full price, like your buddy, you know, he bought the tickets the whole time.
Right,
Now
right.
it's like we got new owners. At least this guy bought when everybody was treated like garbage. Imagine if we
That's
treat him
right.
well. Maybe he'll
That's
buy two
right.
more. Maybe he'll bring
Exactly.
Nestor to the game. Maybe he'll bring
Hey,
Leonard to the game.
that's
Recruit
it.
more people. Because the one thing I would say, Leonard, I went to the game last week. I had the best time. I'm about to have Wendy Braun from Curio. Wendy offered me tickets to the
Yeah.
Thursday game. I offered you tickets. You were with your son graduating, right?
Absolutely.
I heckled players. I had great seats. We sweat our spadoobies off. It was hot, but it was fun. And it
Absolutely.
was old times, and I'm wearing an Oriole jersey, and I'm not thinking about Peter Angelos. And when it came time to go buy a beer, I went up, pulled my credit card out, and thought, you know what? It's just a beer. It's cool. I'm not giving it to Peter. It's not his money. I would like to have my press credential back, and I'll continue to point that out until such point where they give it to me or don't give it to me.
Yeah,
But if they don't give it to me, I'm never going to let it go because it's wrong. It's
right,
always been wrong.
right.
I'm not backing off of that. Certainly not after the 25th anniversary documentary. But there is a point where I'm buying in. Other people are buying in.
Absolutely.
Your buddy is more bought in.
Look,
You're
the
more bought in
stands.
because they took care of your buddy.
I'm watching on
But there's
TV
empty
and the
seats. They have
stands.
plenty of room.
There's plenty of room, but there's also a lot more seats than there've been. A lot more taken seats than there've been in the last few years.
Well, I was going to begin this whole thing with you and asking you this, put you totally on the spot.
Yeah.
Have you been to a Washington Nationals baseball game?
Never.
See that? I knew this because you go to Caps games all the time, and I knew this
Yeah.
is gonna be. So Tuesday night, we didn't. Luke had a car issue. We didn't cover the game, and my wife said, "Did you apply for a credential?" I said, "Well, they wouldn't give it to me. I'm under review." And she was well, Major League Baseball. I said, "Well, the Nationals." She said, "I thought they hate yours. If you applied, wouldn't they be not?" They were awful to me on the tour. Like when I went there on the tour, it was very
Yeah.
clear that the Angelos people had told them to treat me like garbage because they did. No one
That's
treated me
crazy.
worse than the Nationals
That's
on the
crazy.
tour. Like
Yeah.
other than the Orioles, the Nationals they were 1A for how they
Yep,
treated
yep,
me. They
yep.
treated me like trash. So
But don't they have
we,
new owners too?
no, they never sold.
They haven't
They never
sold.
sold. They pulled it back because it's worth more money. Once the Orioles sold, they were
Yeah,
like,
sure.
oh, we're going to get our media rights together and you're no
Right.
longer the partner encumbering this. Oh my
Right.
God, we'll get another half a
Okay.
billion dollars.
Got
You
it.
know, their neighborhood went up when the Orioles bought and
Got it.
Rubenstein was talking about détente with the Masson deal because that would
Right.
make them an independent entity where they could get their own
Absolutely.
media rights and they would
Absolutely.
get three times what the Orioles were ever going to get in an open market. And Rubenstein's done the math. He's a smart guy, smarter than either one of us. But I would say for the Nationals game, I didn't go down there Tuesday, and I, no offense, but like, I'd probably rather poke my eyes out
Yeah, I've
than
never
go
been.
down there for a game. Like, I like, and it's 45 minutes away, and Oriole fans went,
No, it's
and I'm
not.
thinking,
No, it's not. It's 45 miles away. It's 2 hours.
yeah, it depends. Probably not coming home. Home's easy, but I would say to you that there was supposed to be this rivalry thing that you and me definitely felt with Jack Kent Cook and that football team. Like we felt that in
Not
1996,
nothing with
97.
the Nats. I don't feel any
Nothing,
of that.
right? Nothing.
It's just a team down the beltway, but I no. There's no rivalry there. It's
And
fake.
also,
It's a fake
no
rivalry.
interest in you that I can go see the Orioles Friday here. Why would I go there?
Yeah, oh no, Tuesday, Wednesday night, heck no.
Would you go to Philly to see the Orioles?
A meaningful game at the end of the year? Yeah, I'd probably cruise up to Philly if it really mattered.
Have you
But
been to a
not.
Phillies game in the new stadium?
I've been to the new stadium. Yeah. Yeah, I
You've been to a
have.
Phillies game. Okay.
Yeah, but not. It wasn't an Oriole game. It was just a Philly game. I was in Philly for a conference. It was a random night, and I went to the
Yeah.
game.
I've been in the new stadium there.
Is that
Citizens
Citizens
Bank.
Bank?
I've
Yeah,
probably
I've been
been
there
there
because
eight times for baseball, maybe.
I've been there with colleagues on a business night, and I remember looking out in left field, some huge corporate, banner out there, and I'm like, the heck is that? I don't even know what that is. I never heard of that company talking about stocks. And it's some huge office supply company that I guess is based in Philly or something. I had no idea. I'm like,
wasn't Tasty Cake.
No, I do me some tasty cakes.
I bet you would. Yeah,
I do.
Some Schmitz beer too. I'm old
I do
school
me some tasty
in Philadelphia.
Cakes.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Yeah. I've probably been to as many concerts. I've probably seen Springsteen there 3 or 4 times. And I'm thinking about how many Philly. I went when it first opened. I went to a Braves game. It was cold. I've gone up. I have friends. When the Padres have played there, I've gone up a couple of times because my friend Freddie Yeoman is assistant GM of the Padres. I went to a playoff game with my son. The first ever playoff game there. My son and I went and saw the Colorado Rockies play a wild card game, but my son was a teenager. I mean, you know what I mean? My son
He's
was
grown,
like
grown
not
man.
Old enough to drink then. That's how 20
He's
years
a grown
ago,
man
a
now.
long time ago.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I used to go to Phillies games all the time at the Vet.
No,
I mean,
I
I went to
wouldn't. It's not a,
150 games at the Vet.
no, it's not a thing. I've
It's
been
not
there
a thing,
a
right?
couple few times. I've been to the Spectrum not, many a time.
Well, this is for Mr. Rubenstein, is all that you can do to get us to our own ballpark. We're
That's
not even
right.
accustomed to going to our own
That's
stadium.
right.
You need to
I haven't
get us
been yet
more
this
in the
year.
vibe of doing it. You haven't even been to a game. Okay.
The boy is due in over the weekend to come home for the summer. And
Well,
he
he's now
said,
smarter than you, right? He graduated,
that's
right? So
right.
now,
He's all
right.
graduated up, but I've written a book and he hasn't yet.
He'll write the book on you. Fiduci
Oh, believe
Who
me,
is the book? Hey, how did the
he's
book
gonna write
signing go
lots of
Tuesday
books.
night?
It was
You did a
great.
signing, right?
It was great. We had a nice crowd. We had some good, great food. The ladies of the firm put together a lovely evening for all our guests, and we did a little signing. Took some good pictures with some great clients that came out to
What's
get
the
a
number
copy of the
one thing
book.
people ask you about in regard to money? What's the prime question?
Okay, so when it's not a prospect, when it's not a client, okay, let's go to the public. When I meet somebody and I tell them what I do and what I'm about, what you asked earlier, the opposite. What stock should I buy?
You
They
say
all
don't
want to
buy
know
an individual stock,
what
right?
companies, what stock should I buy? And I say, what do you know about any company out there? Say, I don't know. Why? I say, well, that's why you shouldn't buy any stocks out there. I mean, it's crazy, but that's what people always
You
ask. What
don't really
stock
know
should I
what you're
buy?
buying is your
You have
message.
no clue. Yeah, you have no clue. No research, no data, no facts. And even if you had them, they'd be useless. And they want to know what stock to buy. Now, when they become somebody that we work with, 90% of the people, Nestor, I'll tell you, 90% of the people that come to see me want one of two things. How do I educate my kids? How do I retire well? That's what they want. 90%. The other 10%, business owners that are looking to sell their business someday, but guess what? They want to sell the business someday so they can retire well.
Right.
While they're in business, they want to educate their kids and they want to have enough money someday to retire well.
That's the
That's what
American
it's
dream. The American dream,
all
live a
about.
long, healthy, prosperous life with a nice garden.
That's right. And picket fence and
And Orioles season tickets.
maybe that second home and how not to worry. And so the people that meet me later in life, the big concern is how do I retire well and not worry about two greatest worries for people that are older.
Government taking my money.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope. Outliving my money.
Okay.
Because a day on this earth without capital at the end is a bad day. So, how do I make sure I don't outlive my money? And the answer is not kill yourself when you run out of money. It's make sure your money outlasts you. And the second thing is, what happens if I get sick and need care? Whether it's in my home or in a nursing home, people are
And that's
under
all about
the,
insurance, right?
well, no, to a degree, but people are under the misconception that if you go to a nursing home, either the nursing home or the government take all your money. Neither is true. If you get sick and need care, care needs to be paid for, and it's expensive. But depending upon the level of care, there are ways to offshoot that risk, as you said, to insurance. And there are also ways to have the government pay for it, depending upon how much wealth you do or don't have. And we strategize with people all the time about how to own their money properly and make sure that they don't outlive it and that care is taken care of. So it's educate, retire well, Don't outlive the money. Take care of care. Those are the four things. But the first thing people ask me when they hear me, what do you do? Oh, what stock should I buy? Do you own Facebook? I'm on Facebook. I don't own Facebook. But I'll tell you this, in my portfolio, which is a full market spread portfolio, Facebook is in there. I just don't have to think about what it's doing day to day. It's just part of a massive holding that I hold. That's all.
Leonard Raskin is here. He's losing his voice because he was talking to people all night at Fiduci Who. The book is out. He can be found at Baltimore Posit. He can be found at Raskin Global. And at some point, he'll be found in the box seats down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards gets settled on all of this new ownership and first place and starting pitching and possibilities and really the most exciting baseball team of our lifetime. Which
World Series in Baltimore.
We're in on the front end of this. So a new era, the next chapter with owners who sit in left field and squirt the fans. Pinch me is all I can say. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.